Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says Christine Blasey Ford has until tomorrow morning to confirm if she'll testify before Congress. Ford alleges that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her while the two were in high school. She's called for an FBI investigation of her allegations, something that Senate Republicans say the White House has to approve. We're joined now by NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell in Washington. Hi, Kelsey.
Hey there.
So Republicans don't want to slow down the confirmation process for Kavanaugh. Here's Senator David Perdue of Georgia speaking to Fox News this morning. He's a Republican.
What we want, and I think Judge Kavanaugh would want this too, would be an airing, a clean airing of this new information. He says he's innocent. If the person who has this information doesn't provide it, then I think it's time we face the reality that we need to move on. We've already spent 50% more time confirming Judge Kavanaugh than the last six judges. It's time to get this to a decision.
Are Republicans willing to vote on Kavanaugh if Ford chooses not to testify on Monday?
Yeah, all signs point to Republicans being prepared to move forward, though they could have a hearing without her present. That's something that they have left the door open for. I also think it's very important to kind of put this all in the context of the fact that Ford's letter doesn't say that she won't testify. It raises objections to the concept of the hearing and says that she thinks that it was too fast and that the FBI should be involved. But her lawyers never explicitly say that she won't appear. And I think we'll have a better idea of exactly what her plans are sometime on Friday morning, because the committee, committee chairman Chuck Grassley, has set a deadline of 10 a.m. Friday for her to submit written testimony and a biography if she intends to appear on Monday.
Well, and Grassley has said that the call for an FBI investigation from Ford and from Democrats demonstrates a fundamental misunderstanding of the FBI process, that only the White House has the authority to start one. But there was an FBI investigation when Anita Hill alleged that Clarence Thomas sexually harassed her back in the 90s. How is this any different?
Yeah, this is something that has been the subject of a lot of back and forth over the past 2 days. And, you know, one of the things that people keep saying, Republicans in the Senate are telling me, is number one, both Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas were federal employees at the time of the harassment or the allegation of her harassment. And so the FBI was more involved in that because of it. But we also have this letter from Grassley that was sent to committee Democrats last night, where he says that in 1991, the FBI's additional investigation into Professor Anita Hill's allegations occurred when the allegations were still non-public. And he says that that is just a very different dynamic than now, where the allegations have already been made public. And he says that that's part of the reason that the time for an FBI investigation has passed.
Well, and meanwhile, Senate Democrats are saying, what's the rush on Kavanaugh? And they've accused Republicans of rushing the nomination ever since the start. Here's Senator Jeanne Shaheen, a Democrat from New Hampshire, speaking with CNN today.
This is an artificial timeline that has been set by Senator Grassley, but it's an indication that the fix has been in on Judge Kavanaugh from the very beginning. It started when they refused to release most of his records. We've only seen 10% of what's his background. I hope she testifies. I want to hear her story, but I understand her reluctance.
What about that? What about that reluctance? Why have we not heard from Ford yet?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell at this point because like you said, we haven't heard from her yet, except for this letter that that was released from her attorneys to Senator Grassley, where they say that, quote, while Dr. Ford's life was being turned upside down, you and your staff scheduled a public hearing for her to testify at the same time as Judge Kavanaugh in front of 24 U.S. senators on national television to relive this traumatic and harrowing incident. And I think that that kind of gives you a good and strong sense of what her feeling is about this and what her attorneys are feeling about this.
But Grassley has said that they wouldn't have to testify at the same exact time, at the same table at the same time.
Right. Grassley came out yesterday and told a bunch of reporters that he was offering four different options, both public and private hearings in Washington, and the option of her being testifying behind closed doors to committee staff, or for her staff to fly out to California where she lives to interview her there. So they are trying to give as many options as possible to compel her to participate.
There are people like Senator Claire McCaskill, the Democrat who is up for re-election this year in the state of Missouri, where President Trump won by a pretty significant margin. There have been these Democrats in red states that have been thinking maybe they will vote for Kavanaugh. Does this current situation give them cover to actually just oppose him?
So far, we haven't heard any Republicans announcing any new opposition to Kavanaugh. In fact, we've heard Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona and Susan Collins of Maine encouraging Ford to come forward and to participate in this and have been saying that they support the way the Judiciary Committee is handling things. I think that it is right to say that these red state Democrats are the ones under the most amount of pressure because they are, you know, they have to speak to voters who did largely vote for Trump and have a large base of Democrats who have concerns about this nominee.
And just briefly, where does public support stand right now? I saw a poll that his nomination, the support is just over 30%.
Yeah, it has been falling, but I will say that the Gallup put out a statement yesterday or the day before saying that the public was tilting against his confirmation even before the allegations.
That's NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. We'll keep watching. Kelsey, thank you.
Thank you.